Jason told me to do anything in Erev Shechaim, but he gave me guidelines around Perek Yud Aleph. So I want to focus on two ha'aras. Maybe they're pashut, but a few more makomos that will hopefully enlighten us on two of those points. One is really just the first thing, Akdama, just a ha'ar in the a simple understanding. So the themes of Perek Yud Aleph, a lot of overlap. Comes from Mestaka Baraisa Bar Alma. And it's interesting that although the thrust of Perek Yud Aleph is talking about the fact that the world is not Miskayim, not for Talmud Torah, that seems to be what's emphasized at every point and every Maamar Makom that Rebbe Chaim Volozhiner quotes over here, except one, which seems to zero in on a specific part of Torah. At the end of the paragraph, towards the beginning, quotes from Shir Shirim Rabbah, Anochi tikanti amudeh ha'sela, ilul Yisrael shalom delar Sinai, mi biseis ha'olam anochi. B'schutz anochi shalom kecha tikanti amudeh ha'sela. The question is, if it's the schutz of anochi, so Bishlama, if the pshat was, he's trying to say that the Kabbalah of anochi, okay, so then that's something the Mepharshim talk about, that maybe when he's talking about the Olam being Miskayim and the Rashis at the beginning of Bereishis, that they were talking about the Kabbalah Satorah, not the Limud Torah, okay, so then anochi is what sets the tone. But it sounds like Anochi is singled out specifically from the rest of the Torah, when again the rest of the Maamar Makomos seem to focus on Torah in general. I came across before Shavuos, big fan of the Moshe Tversky emails. I hope you guys get it, Yilal Moshe. So he mentioned something which I think more well known is that the Gemara says in Shabbos that Anochi is Anochi Kon for Onanafshi Ksivis Yehivis, and that's the indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah, and he gave over his essence by doing so. So the Chassam Sofer points out that it's Kain, fulfillment of what the Rokeach talks about, that a person writes a Sefer, so he's supposed to incorporate his name into the title of the Sefer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kviyachol, incorporate his name into the title of the Torah. Anochi is the headline for the entire Torah. But then Moshe Tversky mentioned a different point, that it says in Sfarim that the Lashon of Nafshi, what is Nafshi? Nafshi is like Im Yeshes Nafshechem, by Avraham Avinu. Yeshes Nafshechem, the Pashup Shad is Ratzon. Is Ratzon. So Anochi means Ana Nafshi, Ksivas Yehivas, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveyed to us in the Torah was not just his essence, but we're touching that as his Ratzon, which is, of course, that's the underlying point that's made again and again in these Prakim by Reb Chaim. So with that in mind, we're saying that Anochi is really encapsulating all the Torah, because Anochi is not the tzivui of Anochi per se, but what Anochi represents for what the entire Torah embodies is Rasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, in Perek Yud, and moving to Perek Yud Aleph, so the focus is Yisraka Baraisa Bar Alma. And there's a few dimensions that I think we can focus on to bring out a little more what's contained therein. So, interestingly, you know, I think the most impactful on our personal vote in Midos in considering Yisraka Baraisa Bar Alma, two ha'aras. So one thing Rabbi Hanan points out in Kopas HaMa'amarim is that when the Torah says that Kiyashochad Yaver Enei Pilchem Yisalat Ver Tzadikim, so it's not just a concern, it's not the chash that there's going to be an atiyah that if I get a little bit something from you, so I'm going to return the favor. But Maamar says if Moshe and Aaron, we always use Moshe and Aaron, you know, even if Moshe and Aaron were testified together, Maamar says, you know, we still wouldn't accept them to be kasher edim. He says even if Moshe and Aaron were dayanim, they would get shochad. So that would, by their nature, would be impacted. That's Yisraka Baraisa Bar Alma means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on one level, created the human nature in a way that will always reflect the dinim in the Torah and the description of man in the Torah. So there's no getting away from that. So it doesn't matter what your level of namanas is and what your level of tzidkus is. By definition, you're going to be affected in mitzias because the teva is nikva based on what it says in the Torah. I think Shachter has a few maisim about. He said he backed out of certain dinim Torah because he felt like his eyesight was negatively impacted when someone brought him a gift. And Yaver Enei Pichem, he said he felt it was the Nesius of the Pasuk. The other thing which I like to mention in the Chassam class, some of you guys have heard this from me before, beautiful word of the Rav. The Rav said this in a drasha to the RCA convention in 1975. The focus of what they asked the Rav to talk about was guna issues, and there were some people in the feminist movement at the time were trying to say, you know, maybe some of the dinim should be changed, bizman hazeh, because the rabbis were saying whatever they said, tavla meis of tandem, meis of armla, the chazakas that existed in the past were based on the social reality of 2,000 years ago. And nowadays, it doesn't apply anymore. Women are out in the world and in the workplace, And the Rav said, it's mam sheker. It has to be sheker, because when Chazal tell us a mitzias about human nature, and tell us a chazaka about what's in people's minds and what's in people's hearts, that didn't come out of nowhere. So there's a pasuk in the Torah that says part of the kol techava is el ishek chukasech v'yim shobach. But the ikur is the el ishek chukasech in this context, that you're going to have a need to be committed to search out, to seek, to need your husband. That he said, that's the underlying principle behind Tavla Meisatan. That's not just like a social reality that the rabbi saw. The Sakharis Barama, that's the mitzias of human beings, is programmed through the teva of Nashim, is found in the Torah. By the way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah describes what the future of Chav and all of the descendants are going to be. But beyond that, beyond human nature, so the focus of Rav Chaim here is primarily in nature. Right? He brings mimer after mimer, the whole world's going to fall apart, and if there's no mishmar at every second, right? The Chavetz Chaim, other Gedolim, quoted, they say that based on Nefesh Chaim, that's the reason why the world is round. Right? I didn't make this up. I'm sure everyone's heard this before, right? The world is round. Chavetz Chaim said. That's what the Chavetz Chaim said. The world was created round, so that there's always going to be some place in the world where a person is going to be learning, and we have different time zones, so that there'll never be hafsaka. So that's one level of the keem of the Bria in Talmud Torah. Beyond that, there's something which he hints at. I don't know if there's a kavarim of the Chaim, but at the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, I have to go back to Perek Yud. So he says, "Who in your mamorim zal b'shmos rabbi perklam gimel adam lokeh chayfetz shem yochel liknos baylov." Because Baruch Hu nasim Torah liyisrael, amal hem kiviyachol li atem lochem. When you buy something, you don't buy the seller as well. Because Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to give you not only the Torah, the lekach, but I'm also going to give you me, the previous owner of the chayfetz of the Torah, to take along with you." So I saw in the Bacharta B'chaim edition of Nefesh Chaim Goldberg. So he says the Pashup Shad is, he doesn't mention the Beis Halevi, but Pashup Shad is the Beis Halevi, and Beis Halevi says, what was the machlokes with the Malachim? What were they arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu? They wanted the Torah? What do they want the Torah? They can't be in kind of mitzvahs anyway. So Beis Halevi says the Pashad is that they wanted the bailus on the Yud Gimel Midos, and the functioning, the mechanism, the underlying mechanics of Torah Shabbal Peh, to be able to manipulate Halacha in a way that they saw fit. And that's what the Nitzachon of Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring down from Shemayim, the koch to control how Halacha would ultimately express itself throughout the generations, when human beings would be using the Yud Gimel Midos to flesh out the Torah Shabbal Peh. That's one answer that the Beis Halevi says. I want to suggest a different twist on that in terms of what the Malachim wanted, and it's striking that it's dafka this kviyachol li atem lochem. There's this maso matan and a mochon lokeach, and the Gemara in Brachos, so I couldn't print out all the manakomas, so I apologize, but the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Hey brings the pasuk ki lekach tov nasati lochem. So the Gemara says, what is the lekach tov? Why do you call that a lekach tov? So the Gemara explains, because every other transaction of Bosu Adam, so if someone sells you something, Amr Bzeira Vitam Rabchin Bar Papa Bor A Shulkim is a Kashbarhu means Bosu Adam, Adam Mocher Chayfetz L'Chaveiro Mocher Otze V'Lokeach Sobeh. If I sell something to you, so the person who sold it, he feels bad that he doesn't have it anymore, but the Lokeach is happy because now he has it. Kashbarhu Enochein, Nosalam Torah Yisrael, V'Samach, Shinema Kilach Tov Nasatuchem Torasi Alto Zobi. So there's an expression, a positive expression, lekach tov, because Baruch is like so happy that I gave you this lekach. So if you look in the Ha'aris from Blazer Moshe Horowitz in the back, so he says, "Any maven adim." I understand. Normally, when you sell something to someone, so you don't have it anymore. That's the reason why the Gemara says that you're atziv. Hakadosh Baruch Hu lost the Torah. What does it mean? Aydin esinas haTorah lo nechzer Hakadosh Baruch Hu klum. He didn't lose anything. So why would Hakadosh Baruch Hu be sad? Of course, it's not sad. He didn't lose anything. And he says, "Gam basar v'dam," because your mom and chaver knows it. If I give a shiur and I teach someone Torah, so I give it over to someone, so I should be sad. I should be happy. What's the demon? Mizbar al pi medrash rabba reish parshas re'ei. It's not there. I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to. It's not there. But he says, "Dimnesina sa Torah moser gam hanhagas olamo." What was the lekach that maybe is hinted at in the kviyachol liatim lochem? Also, that's not mufarish in Nefesh Chaim. There's a different lekach. The lekach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave up, so to speak, was the control of teva. That the hanhaga of teva is also nikba al pi Torah, and the lekach of Torah that was given to Klal Yisrael was the control of teva al pi Torah. The most famous examples of that. The Rishonim talk about by Vessos that the woman's Vessos is going to be Nikba 30 days, 31 days, based on the Kfiyas of Bezdin, that the Psak in Bezdin, when the Rosh Chodesh is going to be, is going to impact on her Teva when she's supposed to have Riyas Dam. Yisham Ksubis is maybe a more famous example about the the Pchusim Vashalosh, and then she has her birthday, and then they're Ma'abra the Shana, and then she's back to being a Basula, the Basulim Cholzrim. Unbelievable concept. I want to most of a couple Nakudas to that, because those are the more well-known. The other well-known Maramakam is the Chacham Sofer writes in Shuva that's the question. You have a leap year. Do you have kavana in Parshas Kisetze also to be yotze for Parshas Zachar in the summer, or you say no? The Ibur Yor is koveh in our das or in our shikha or whatever that normally we say in a it's mishakech after Yud Bichodesh. Here have an extra month. It's actually the in Poskim Shos Yankov talks about this. Eli Rabbah talks about this. Whether or not a person should be misabel for 13 months if it's a leap year. So the maskana is no, and obviously the minig is not to extend the past 12 months. Although Yosef Engel points out in the Born Brachos where it says over there that meses mishtakech malev. So he says the Rashi seems to bring a raya from Aveda that you'd be machriz three regalim. That's a raya. The fact that you know Sukkis is 1 month later that year. You see, talk about Aveda is not mishtakech. So why only 12 months? I thought the reason why by Aveda is only 12 months is because there's also a halacha that it's considered achzoris if you are misabel for too long. We could be talking the mitzias also. It works together with the Chassam Sofer and the Parshas Zohar. Okay, that's just hard. I didn't see this inside. I heard this many years ago. That the Beis Yisrael, was the Ger Rebbe after the war. So his son or his nephew was the Pnei Menachem, was the Ger Rebbe afterwards. And they were once traveling together, and Pnei Menachem asked the Beis Yisrael, "What's the Pshat Chazal? We're so machner on a Mayim Sheein Lamsof." He learned the Sukkos in Yevamah. It's mamish such a small possibility that the husband's still alive and you can make the woman a good. So he said, because if Chazal were makel and let the woman remarry Mayim Sheein Lamsof, then the guy out there on the boat would have to die. The psak in Chazal is a zevite. It manipulates the teva that the guy would have to die because you're going to have to the guna, so you're going to be stuck. You have the guy, he's still around the baal, so the baal's going to have to die. Unbelievable, my son. There's a story. A story. Apparently, the Shach came to town, and the Magen Avraham was also traveling through and was in the same place. Shach gave a drush in Trul. The Magen Avraham heard he was around, so he sent a Talmud to go ask a question to the Shach. And he said to the Talmud, "You say like this, he's going to answer like this, and then you're going to say about like that." And he gave him like a whole procedure. So he went to the Shach, and the Talmud has his script, and every question, every answer was exactly like the Magen Avraham told him it was going to be. And you get to the end of the line, and the Talmud didn't know what to say anymore, and the Shach figured something was up, so he asked what the story was, and told him, "My Rebbe, the Magen Avraham sent me." So he said, "Oh, bring the Magen Avraham, if he's in town, let's talk it out." So they had fighting and learning, back and forth, there at a certain inn that was where they were staying. And then all of a sudden, the innkeeper runs in and says, "There's someone, he's a ghost, he's just about to die, you gotta get out of here." I figured because the Shach was a coin, so he wanted to warn me, he should leave. So the Shach rolls up his sleeves, that's how it's brought down, rolls up his sleeves, they said, "He's not allowed to die until we finish this conversation." And kachava, they finished the discussion. Anyway, he left the inn, and then the guy died. I never really understood what's pshat in that mice. What's pshat in that mice? So there's a story, unbelievable story. I've tried to trace it. I don't remember seeing it. There's a book called "To Remain a Jew" by Rabbi Yitzhak Silver. He was from Russia, and then he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was mashpia a lot of the Russian immigrants. So he records in the story that a neighbor of his in Yerushalayim corroborated the story, which is also published in the memoirs of the original head of the Mossad. Not a frum Jew, but he grew up in Dvinsk, and he witnessed this. So we don't have time to go through the whole story, but Bekitzer, there was this unbelievable flood that was coming to Dvinsk, and all the National Guard came out, and it was in Latvia in those days, and they were trying sandbags and everything they could possibly do, and it really looked like it was in a few hours the water was just going to wipe out the whole city. And this happened in Europe, after the winter, the snow melted too fast, the whole place could get wiped away. And Mary Semple is sitting in the basement, just learning. He doesn't know what's going on. He's inside, but the authorities are trying to rally everyone to pray and also to get involved in the effort. And kids, are the way it's brought down in these two different places is that after when they were all moms, they had nothing else to do, and the water was just a few minutes from coming. Finally, the governor said, "Oh, we have no choice. Let's go to the holy rabbi, Rav Meir Simcha, and we'll bring him out." And he came to the water. Meir Simcha walks out slowly, benachas, opens up his tehillim, and then the water just stops, and then turns the other way or something like that. I'm not sure exactly how it ends, but everyone ended up doing it. So I there's something missing from the story because I think about 12 years ago, 15 years ago, the first Mir trip with David Willig, I had this supposed to be the counselor. And we went one morning to visit Rav Asher. just I never met Rav Asher. I never heard any of his shirim. Just tzaddik, just to meet him, just to speak to him, it was unbelievable. So he told him this maisa, but with a different ending. He said what Rav Meir Simcha was doing when he got to the water. Rav Meir Simcha got to the water, and he said, "B'koach haTorah, I'm gozer on you to stop right there and don't overrun the town." That was the maisa. That the head of the Mossad didn't have. And I think that was the story of the Shach and the Moed Avram. That, you know, it's not a gozer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. It's not just stop. Oh, I have this special zchus on the bank that if I say something, Hashem's going to listen to me. No, it means that the Kol HaTorah, that's the Lekach Tov, that gives the ability of Tzadikim, Talmid HaChachamim, to manipulate the Teva, and that's their vehicle for being able to control these natural events. And ultimately, it is a much deeper, expression of what Nefesh HaChayim is saying. It's not just that if we stop learning, the whole place is going to fall down. What does that indicate? It means that we are manipulating Teva at every second that we are learning. And that ultimately, if a person really has that, they really have that koach, so then they can, in the same way that they can, by stopping to learn, so nature is going to cease to exist, within the realm of the learning, there's a koach to manipulate the Teva as well. Very powerful idea. Got 4 minutes left. I'm going to try to pack this in. There's an unbelievable piece. I'm just going to summarize. I want to copy it in Manas Chaim Amar and Beis. So Matizel talks a lot about a very lamaisa aspect of this Nefesh HaChaim, about the Sakhar Boreis of Bar Alma. And he starts with, it's interesting, it's found in the middle of, he has a whole maracha, about 4 or 5 essays about Nesina and Netila. And obviously the goal, you know, is to be a Nosin. So he says at the end of the 3 or 4 pieces, oh, so what about all the Netila in the world? We're sitting and we're learning the base manager all day and people are sending us checks and we have our coal stipend, you know, so are we Nosin or are we Nosin? So the thrust of what he's saying over here is based on Chaim Volozhiner. You have to realize, no, we're the biggest Nosin. We are the biggest Nosin because the world is misguided based on our learning. And yeah, it's true, a person could easily think, well, yeah, the reason why I get my kol check and that's okay, and the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah, is because in the end of the day, Klal Yisrael has to have people learning, Klal Yisrael has to have Rabbonim and Mechanchim, but he said, you make a mistake. That's not the kavanah you're supposed to have when you get your kol check. That's not the way you obviate being a no-till your whole life. The way you do so is by channeling your machshav in a different direction to appreciate that istakal boris bar alma and imlobrisi shemayim boris chukus shemayim losamti, right? Yom v'layla chukus shemayim losamti. It means that you are contributing to the hashpa of tov. Again, the same way that if you pull the rug out from all the Talmud Torah, the whole thing would fall down. You're being mamshach the shafa in a positive, in a proactive way. Rabbi Chanan says in Kopas Ma'arim, that's a trap. You look at the Mishan Peah, of all the Keren Kehem Salam Abba and Ochel Peres Pavzev Keren Kehem Salam Abba, they're all Bikur Cholim and Nachman Sos Kal, they're all Ben Om Chaveira. And then Talmud Torah Gnei Kulam, where did that come from? Is Mamash incongruent? Bukhan says, no, Adraba. Talmud Torah is the biggest kiyum of Ben Om Chaveira that a person can do. And that's why Keneged Kulam, that's a real Chiddush. We think the Chiddush is, oh, there's a lot of Schar. No, the Chiddush is that you're doing more Ben Om Chaveira if it provided that's your Kavanah. Meaning, your Machlis, the Ruach Chaim says this in Pirkei Avos, very interesting. It's very interesting that even though he's Meirich over here in the first prakim about what the Kabbon of Lashma is supposed to be in Talmud Torah, in Ruach Chaim he has a different taich but it really comes together in Mishamish Nazarava Manasa Kabbal Pras. He says you are supposed to be Mishamish Lakabbal Pras. You're not supposed to. No, it means Kabbal Pras not because I want reward, but because I know it's Mahan HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can be made to the Olam through my Talmud Torah. So Gevaldik, that's the Amnas Kabbal Pras a person is supposed to strive for. And that's Michal in the Lishma of Lashem HaTorah that he talks about so much in Nefesh HaChaim. And there's a beautiful Hagdama to the same author, the Lach HaBderach of Goldberg on the Tomer Devorah, where he talks about, he says, even weiter, he says, a person should not just sit down and think about all the Hatov they're going to do for the world, but this is a Kima of Lach HaBderach. The whole theme of Tomer Devorah is to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos, but appreciate that same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be made and do chasadim and racham and chanun, you're doing that also through your Talmud Torah. So the koach of a person's Torah, Nissen Kaplan once said over, I'm not sure how much is the Gaon, how much is him, but the Gaon says in Tehillim, and Bikush, Shailan Bikush. So he says, you see from Miguel Sester, right, as Ami Vivakashasi, Navshi Bishailasi, the Ami Vikashasi, that Shaila is a personal request, and Bakasha is Ami, is for everybody. So David HaMelech says that Shivti Bivis Hashem, that's the, it's not just a, not just for me, but also Avakesh, I'm also Mashpi on the entire world simultaneously through that Shivti Beves Hashem. And I got a lot of stories. I'll tell you, I'm just going to give one or two because these are Merzik stories. He quotes at the end of this piece. You got to see this piece. He says at the end that the Briskarov, he's always very sick. Towards the end of his life, he was especially sick. He had asthma. And he was in bed and he had very, very tough time. And he says, Sophie may have me brisk. When was the worst chulsha he had and Yisurim? Erev Shabbos. The Nimek Zos HaGriz Ba'atzma Mishum Shabiyom Ze Ein Seder Kavul in the Yeshiva. He said, because there's no learning on Fridays, he was so makusha with the Torah, with the Talmidim, that he felt that impact, that he was sicker on Friday because no one was learning. Unbelievable. It's Yadua. The Chazanish had a Havtacha, that there were no bombs ever going to fall in Bnei Brak because of the Koch HaTorah there. So much to let me just be Messiah. One of the kudas that the Ramat Zion talks about over here, and comes from some beautiful words from Yitzhak Ochanan, from Baron Cutler. You have to see this inside. He says, all this, once we're done talking about the Galus HaTorah, which is what Nefesh HaChaim is trying to say, we have to take a step back and say, this is a tremendous achrayus. Yitzhak Ochanan, has a small pamphlet, it's about 30 pages, called Pri Etz Chaim, which is on Chizuk HaTorah. Yitzhak Ochanan was the Posek HaTorah, but he also had a kolel. He was trying to be Marvitz, you know, Torah and generate Talmidei Chachamim in Kovna at the time. And so you have a chrayus for your wife, because it's not just that she gets a schos, you know, Yisachar and Zvul. No, he says the Brasi Talmud Torah, Brasi Yitzhar, Brasi Torah Talmud, that also goes over to your wife. There's so much that your wife gleans from the Mesirat Nefesh that she gives, and all those who are being Maksa Torah, through this Hatava that is relevant on a global scale and a natural world cosmic law scale that Nefesh HaChaim is talking about, but also on a personal level, that people who are benefiting from your Torah in exchange for what they're giving up, you have a machayev to respond to that. And you're learning for two people, you're learning for a million people. But don't take that lightly. Whatever you're getting is from someone else to allow you to do so has to be responded to. Very quickly, Kudas Rabban Kalev said, that's a pshat in why Bnei Levi gets miser. Because not just so that they'll have something to eat when they're sitting in kolol, but the fact that they receive that support was machayev them to be more in tune with their achrayis for everybody else. The more that they were being supported by others made them feel naturally the achrayis. Last story. Shemati me'echad sheshimish tekufa mesiyemes zegon Rav Moshe Feinstein. Pam achaz nechnas echad Yisrael Moshe bikshu sheyispal avur. He came to ask Moshe, he was very, very sick, relative, and Shasel Chakmam, she has a dam. He left some money on the table, and Moshe put it in his wallet. Tama Mishamish, Rashal's going, Hey, talking more, and Yikach Mos, Bashil, he has him down for Chola. He sheep Ramosh Rabir, and he'll Akathi Asamos, Kadesh, Eschayev, Medina Chosha Mishpot, Lespal Al Chola. Ramosh wanted to drive home in his own psyche, and Alpi Alacha, the Achrayas that he had for another year. So we're all getting that check in the mail. We're getting the coal stipends. We have a lot of achrayas. We have a lot of people, big time. People who are monetarily supporting us, people who are emotionally supporting us, people who are moser nefesh to allow us to be here. A tremendous achrayas. And Rav Moshe felt he needed that chizik to make sure that he would give back to the people around him. Halacha l'maisa, before you start your next seder, hidden imuchnu mezumen. L'kayim mitzvah Talmud Torah l'shma l'heitiv l'chol brui olam l'chol klal Yisrael l'ishti ibnei mishpachti l'chol chole Yisrael, and that's a kiyum l'shma and noch a kiyum of alachta b'drach of telem elokim mahu meitiv l'acherim u'chan v'racham avatayi meitiv l'acherim u'chan v'racham u'chuli v'chuli chashbarach shabim zakas to be kindness.